Did you know most actors rush action work? I know. I've done it myself. I'm sure you have too. I mean, far too often, we've approximated it or guessed it or parrot-fashioned, copied an accent and gone, hang about, I think I've got that. And then we've gone with that, right? We have not done any further training on it. We've just gone, yeah, I can do it, because we've heard it a lot. Because we watch, you know, I'm from England, right? And I've watched a lot of American films, listened to a lot of American music. And so I think I'm better able to parrot-fashion certain accents from America than I might even be from my own country. But the trouble with that is you're eventually going to trip up, especially if you use it for work. When you hurry an accent without examining it, being specific and pulling it apart, the work has no foundations. I mean, building an accent in that way is a lot like building a house with no cement. Yeah, you can get the structure up and you can probably balance things really well. And from a distance, it will look really good. But as soon as there's any pressure, a strong wind comes by, the earth wobbles, the whole thing will fall down, right? It's not like that if you do the work. If you put in the work to lay the foundations and create, you know, build, mix up some proper cement that glues it all together, knowing why you're doing that. You have to train to build a house. You can't just look at one and go, I can build a house. Same with accents. You'll only get you so far, right? It'd be very superficial, the work you do. Like, there's some great examples, because I was doing a TV show once and I had to play someone from America and I chose a Floridian accent. Florida accent. And I'd been working on that. But I got a bit lazy. And there was months in between certain scenes. So I'd done like a batch of scenes here and there's some time that passed and I'd got on with my life and I hadn't kept training. So when I went back to it, I didn't have any notes. I didn't keep enough notes from the first week. So I don't know how big the change is going to be, but it was a bit of a guesstimate as, is this the same accent as I used before, right? Because I was kind of generalising. Even though I'd kind of looked at the accent quite clearly, I listened to a lot of people, I hadn't done some of the work that I really strongly suggest everyone does, and I ever since that time I've put the effort in. And you can see in my video on how to do a proper Irish accent a few years ago, even though it's a bit long-winded, you can see an approach that actually really gives you a firm foundation. So it's really good to have a system, right, a framework, and that's what I'm currently putting together. And I'm making this video in this channel so I can share more about characteristics and creating characters and accents and vocal dynamics, because my other channel, Improve Your Voice, is really down towards people's confidence and clarity and speaking with more authority and impact for public speaking. Here, I wanted to go a bit further for those people who already use their voice, actors, not public speakers so much, but vocalists and gamers and D&D players, because we can have a bit of fun here, right? You're already involved. You already want to be doing it. I think I want to give you something of value, right? Something that you can take away. And I'm putting together more of these videos, and I'm going to go through different accents. But right now, this is just like this is my guide, this is my principle, and reasons why it's best to really lay those foundations for accents, and why I'm going to be giving you the study materials later on. And it's interesting because we don't really tend to approach accents the same way we do the rest of our professional lives. If you're an actor, right, you've probably got some really good headshots, you've worked in your bio, you've updated your IMDb and Spotlight or Backstage or Mandy or whatever you use, right, to portray the visual of yourself out there. You might even do voiceover work and actually have a decent voiceover reel which someone's recorded for you, or you've recorded yourself. But what it is, we don't tend, not many people, especially those who haven't been to acting school, don't tend to see the voice in the same way as those who've trained do. Those people who go through, like, especially the kind of accredited acting schools, tend to have a faculty that work together and they know each other, and they all agree that voice and movement are fundamental to good acting. Oftentimes, our instrument is something that moves and speaks, right? And that's, as an actor, that's doing something. That's what action is. It's moving and speaking, essentially, right? You're affecting, you're communicating. But we think about that technical sides of acting. We think about the how am I approaching the script? What do I look like? All these things that are really superficial to what good acting is. And at its core, it's about being comfortable in your own skin, being relaxed, but also being ready. And that means physically ready, limber, warm, and able, as well as vocally ready, limber, warm, and able. And it's no difference when it comes to accents. You have to find ways of physically adapting your vocal musculature, right? Your vocal mechanism, so then you can learn what to do, break it down, study it, put it back in, retrain those muscles so they become automated and you can dip back into them whenever you like. And you can really do the work on an accent as opposed to just guessing every time and kind of getting it a bit right. Oh, close. Someone says, oh, you're so good at that. It doesn't mean you were, right? Because a native, you can't convince a native that your accent, you're from their hometown, you're not doing a good enough job. And why would they hire you if they could just hire someone from that hometown? America's a big place. We're all trying to do American accents, but the work isn't going to come to us, really. You know, we're just playing guess so. Same with those people who want to learn English accents. I personally think, I speak to a lot of people from Eastern Europe, and they want to sound British because they don't like their accent, but they're never going to get cast as British people. There's too many British actors out there who are British and sound more British than anyone else would. What I'm saying is you could reduce your accent, definitely, to be more audible, to be more clear to more people, make it more internationally recognisable, but you could also double down on what you got, right? I know that no one's really employing people from Russia at the moment, so if you're from Eastern Europe, any of the old Soviet bloc countries, double down on that Slavic sound and sell yourself as a Russian. Right, you take their jobs since they're not, you know, being given any right now. It's just a food for thought. But what I'm saying is there's three paths, right? There's three paths. There's reduce your accent, double down on what you've got, or choose a new one. And I'm really focused in this video on choosing a new one. And like I said, it's about creating believable, coherent, and consistency in the way you approach it. So it's always going to be the same. If you get called back to do voiceover or ADR 7 months later after the film's been finished and you don't have that accent in your bones anymore, you don't have notes on it, you don't know why you're doing things differently, it's going to be incongruent. It's going to sound weird. And I mean, if you're professional, this is part of your job. So get to it, all right? So yeah, get the headshots, get the show reel, get the voice reels and stuff. But if you're doing accents, don't put them on your CV until you can speak like a native. And a native tells you that. And that native can't be a friend. Someone you don't know. Call someone up or go to a shop and just talk. And if they go, hey, where are you? You sound funny, where are you from? Then perhaps you're not quite there yet. Anyway, so casting is about trust and building trust. And if you want to be someone who's considered trustworthy in the industry, in this business of acting, then don't let yourself down and do the work, do the foundations for accent work. Right, I think I've put my opinion strongly forward enough there. Now let's give you something you can use. But to make it easy and create a kind of framework that you can remember, I've just made this thing. I called it the three R's, right? And I'll have to read it because I've written this out. It's realize. So that's learn the building blocks. Take the accent apart and analyze it. And then there's reduce. So that's strip it back and reduce each element. So strip your own accent back. Right, and I know that training in the UK, they often tell people wherever they're from in the world to learn the RP accent, which is a British accent, and which is one you most likely would hear on newsreader English. Right, so it's very neutral, very small and gentle, and it kind of tidies up. It's not overly charismatic. It's very precise and direct and sustained. And this is a bit like how Tom Hiddleston speaks, right? So you take your accent from where it is, go to Tom Hiddleston-ish, and then from there, you can build out again and work out. And that's what I call renew. So realize what you're doing and what you want, reduce what you have, and then renew it with new things, right? So yeah, having a look at what you want, what you've got, stripping it away, and then building it back again. So you're taking that house that you built with shitty bricks and didn't put any foundations or cement in, you're knocking it aside, rebuilding the foundations and building them up, layering them properly with cement. Does that analogy work for you? I hope so, because you're probably not even watching at this point. If you are, say hi in the comments. This is a new channel and I really need people to say hi and, you know, tell me if it's going well. So keeping those three R's in mind, here's five steps you must consider. You must consider if you're going to do different accents. First, get clear on your motive. Why are you learning this accent? Is it for an audition? For a role? Because you think you're going to get that kind of work? You might not. As I said before, those people from the Eastern Bloc and from the Eastern European countries might not get cast as someone from Birmingham, you know, even though they like Peaky Blinders. They might want to learn the accent, but who's really going to employ them? You know, honestly, who's going to give you that work unless you're making it yourself? So have a good, like, think. Dig deep. What really is your casting? Why do you want to learn it? If you just like it, I mean, it doesn't feel like there's a strong enough drive. Just give yourself one chance, because it's a lot of work to do properly. And this is why so many people don't do proper work, is because they think, well, I might not get any work. And so that's the approach they bring to it. And they don't get the work because they didn't do it properly. You're more likely to get the work if you did do the work properly, but then there's more time and more effort and more risk involved. So knowing why the fuck you want to do that will save you a fucking great headache later on. If you know why and you still want to do it, that's great. But be clear about the purpose. If it's to open up work for you and you know you're going to get some work, great, that's fantastic. If you're just so passionate about it that you have to learn that, then great, do. But be clear, because if now you're thinking, do you know what, I don't want to learn that accent after all, I've saved you a shitload of time. Second, don't be generic. There is no such accent as general American. You have to be specific. There's a big difference between hi and ha. Both American accents, one's California, one's Texas. They sound very different, right? You can't be general. Which part of general America you're from? Minnesota? I don't know. It's like you've got to be specific. If you can get down to a state, that's great, right? Because you've reduced it massively, but then within that state is going to be city and countryside, and they're often different. Like New York City, New York State. New York State is quite a, you know, a fairly neutral accent compared to New York City, and different parts of New York City, like the Bronx, is even stronger. So I would argue that you've really got to dig down deep into what you want. And once you've done that, you need to understand how those accents are put together. What are the makeup parts? You need to understand your vocal mechanism and what your body does to create those phonetic sounds that we hear, right? Where's your tongue placed? What kind of R's? Are the R's pronounced or not pronounced? Some of them, but not all of them, do you use a trill for an R? There's a lot of different ways you can create one specific sound, right? So you need to break it down. You need to break down, understand first what you do, right? But then understand what people are doing with their vocal mechanism. Because once you've done that, you can, and this is one of the things I'm creating for you at the moment, is a comprehensive checklist, if you like, or program, system, framework, even better. A comprehensive framework that you can actually just go through to check all the elements necessary in you building the blocks of creating an accent. And I've done a lot of work on accents, and there are some wonderful resources out there already, right? I'm only doing this because you bastards are too lazy to read books. And if you don't mind reading books, go out there and buy How to Do Accents by Edda Sharp and Jan Hayden Rolls. It's a brilliant book. It was really useful for me when I was at acting school. I've used it many times, but I've kind of developed my own system for myself since then. I had no use for everything that was in the book, and it is pretty easy to follow, and it's really useful. And there's recordings as well that you can study along to. So look, I've not made my framework for you yet, so please go out and buy that book. It's going to be immensely useful if you want to do accents properly, because it's also really easy to understand. There are some very, very, very even more in-depth ones than that, but I want you to be specific, but I don't want you to, like, you know, die of boredom at the same time. So that's How to Do Accents is thoroughly recommended and well used as well amongst the acting community, at least in the UK. So once you can understand the vocal mechanism, you know, tongue placement, lips, teeth, jaw, soft palate, breath, rhythm, pace, tone, and how all these things combine and go together, you then have this kind of knowledge, right, that helps you to better read and understand what other people are doing. So then you can break it down, you can take those things apart and put them back together for yourself. And once you can take apart someone else's accents, again, you take your own apart, see which ones you might be doing similarly, I'll go with that, and which ones you might be doing different. And you can just focus on those, like those small changes, one at a time, do one a week. And that's what I'd say by my fifth point on that, is that you've just taken the bricks down from your old house, which wasn't built properly. Now you're putting them back on with some, you know, firm cement, one at a time. And it takes a bit of time for your body to embody new ways of working and using muscles if you want to automate it. And if you're working towards a role where you already know you're going to do an accent, that's perfect. Start working now. Find out what kind of vocal energy there is, what kind of tone and zone, and, you know, how are they pronouncing, how does air spill out of the mouth or nose? How is their tongue moving at different phonetic sounds? Because when you put one back in at a time, they start connecting the dots, and it makes it more viable. If you try to gather too many at the same time, you'll miss stuff and you'll make mistakes and you start automating and your body will start remembering the mistakes. So it's better to do one at a time, nail it and move on. And also recognition. It's just like knowledge is power in this respect. But then you have to physicalize that knowledge and verbalize that physicalized idea of a new accent, because it is physical, right? You don't want to be remembering how to do things. You want it to be in your body. So you become that. It doesn't become something extra or on top or superficial. You are. That's who you are, and that's how you speak. That's how you do an accent. That's how you learn an accent, really. Start small. Do the consonants one at a time. Then go through the alphabet even. And then there's like, how do the words link together? Do they link together? What's the pacing like? Is there natural pauses or breaks within sentences? Like, you know, just figure it out. And a lot of that is down to your research too, right? Study people from that exact part of the world that you want to learn about. Like I said in my How to Do an Irish Accent Properly video, I take three guys from North Dublin, and that's what I base my research on. And then, of course, you need to record yourself. You need to listen back. You need to be very objective and get outside feedback. If you can, immerse yourself in the world of that accent. Find videos, find documentaries, find interviews and live radio channels, podcasts. Listen to the speech from that place and let it absorb it as you're learning to understand it. Just absorbing it won't be enough. There's no foundation to that. Understanding your voice and your vocal mechanism and how it works and then breaking it down for yourself gives you power. Because once you've done this process, it's hard. It takes a long time. Once you've done it once, the next time it's a little bit easier. So you can start building up accents. And you know, if you're taking your notes and you understand them, you can go back to them very quickly and you can expand your opportunities for work. You can expand how deep you can go within the work, and eventually you'll be unstoppable and you'll be that much better than everyone else, because they can't or won't put the work in to being better. I hope this is useful for you. I know it's a bit of a rant. It sounds like I'm telling you off a little bit, but in a sense, I do hear people doing accents and they think they're great at them and they're not. And that includes myself. This is a video to myself in many ways. So I hope it's useful to you too. Maybe I don't share this. Maybe I just end up watching this myself in 20 years time going, oh, if only I'd listened to my advice, I'd be successful by now. Because I will be an old man in 20 years time. But that's it. This is my new channel. I've been doing this for a long time on the other channel, Improve Your Voice. You may have come from there, or you may want to go there and check it out now, but this is going to be specifically for actors, for accents, for characters, and for gamers, and anyone who just wants to be more expressive and playful with their voice. Let's do this! So come on, like I said at the beginning, it'd be lovely if you subscribed, and it'd be great if you left a comment, said hi, did you like it? Was there something in here that's for you or not for you? If you got value from this, share it to someone else and hit the notifications bell. Do all that stuff that people ask you to do. I hate asking, but if I don't ask them, you might not think to do it, and then I'll never see you again. I'll be sad. Thanks for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This has been fun. See you next time. Bye.
We have so many tales to tell, and up till now have been telling them real badly.